Welcome to the Christmas Crunch podcast. It's only 45 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 10 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas cards. Here are some questions about Christmas cards. First, do you like to send Christmas cards? This is important because if you do, you need to plan. And if you don't, then you need to hand the task off to someone else in your family or just skip it altogether. The next question is, what type of format do you want to send? Handmade, engraved, photo, postcards, religious, funny, etc. It doesn't matter what you choose, but think about this as you start your planning and begin looking for cards to purchase or order. The third question is a biggie. How many cards do you want to send? Hundreds of people or just your immediate family or somewhere in between? Knowing this is so important because it can affect your time and money during the Christmas season. Now is the time to make out your Christmas card list. And remember, just like your gift list, classify your card list and begin addressing and sending those with your A or number one category first. For me personally, my lists are flipped. If I give someone a gift, they're at the bottom of my card list. And if I give them a card, they're at the bottom of my gift list. This helps me make sure I touch each person in some way at Christmas. Next, do you want to include a Christmas letter? Think back to each month of the year and write down one or two highlights to work into your letter. There's a Christmas organizing form to use that will help you keep track of special happenings each month. This is a great way to get your family involved also because you can ask them what they want others to know about this past year. Now ask yourself, do you want to include a small gift or photo? It's important to think about the cost of mailing cards because if you include additional items or your card is an odd size, your cost can be more. Consider taking a sample to the post office before you address over 100 cards, only to find out each one will cost over $2. For some people, the card is the gift and they find ways to make it extra special through rubber stamping, newsletters, pictures, etc. Just be sure to know the cost of the extras and have a plan B in place. For me, my plan B is to hand deliver or include it with a gift. The final thing to think about is when do you want to send your cards? Do you want them to arrive at a certain time, like Christmas Eve, or do you want them postmarked on Christmas Eve? Do you want everyone to get your card first? No matter when you want to send your cards, mark it on your calendar, and don't forget to buy stamps ahead of time so you do not have to stand in line at the post office. Cards can take time, and it is important to plan things out. Consider having a family signing night where you pass the cards around to everyone to sign their own name. It makes the cards even more special and it helps you at the same time. For many people, sending Christmas cards is their way of sending a small gift to their friends and family. With a little planning, you can send the one card to everyone that becomes his or her favorite and is kept for years to come. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas crafts. Now is the time to evaluate what you can and cannot do before Christmas. Don't forget to join our newsletter email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.